People of color have worse health outcomes than white people in America. We have known that, but the pandemic has underscored the fact painfully. So healthcare systems have become increasingly focused on solving that problem, including by increasing the diversity of healthcare providers. Research shows that a correlation exists between having providers who look like you, who understand your lived experience, and having better health outcomes. Now, that being said, according to 2018 data from the Association of Medical Colleges, only 5% of physicians, for example, are Black, 5.8% are Hispanic, roughly 56% are white, but in the overall population, 14% of the population is Black, 18% Hispanic, according to 2019 and 2020 data. Brigham and Women's is trying something new. They are trying a mentoring program designed to attract people of color into becoming physician's assistants, a key healthcare provider, and then helping them get through that program successfully. We have a few guests here to help us talk about that program. Aileen Snetka is a senior physician assistant at Brigham and Women's, founded the program. Kimberly Rivera, also a physician's assistant there, is a mentor in the program, and she is mentoring Gabriesus, who's studying to become a physician's assistant at Massachusetts General Hospital. So Aileen, Kimberly, Horena, welcome to all three of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great to have you. So Aileen and Kimberly, I'm going to turn to you for just a second. It is a hard time to be a healthcare worker. Aileen, how are you doing?
You know, it's definitely been a challenging time with the COVID-19 pandemic. I think I'm doing okay in the grand scheme of things and leaning on my colleagues for support.
And Kimberly, how about you?
Yeah, a similar situation as Aileen. I basically started my career during the pandemic, so I don't know anything besides this. But, you know, through the help of my colleagues, and Aileen's actually my mentor, we've been getting through it together.
Wow. To start during the pandemic, I imagine it is kind of hard to imagine what normal would be. And I think that's going to come up. I'm going to come back to Aileen for just a minute longer here. With so much on your plate, especially during a pandemic, you took time to found this program. So why? Why is it so important, do you believe, to have diverse physicians' assistants?
Yeah, so as someone who identifies as a Latina, I think I've always been very aware of the fact that there's a lack of diversity in medicine, specifically in clinicians. And so during the pandemic, as you were saying, it became more apparent that our minority patients really needed to be supported, especially with different social resources and in their complex medical care. And so I reached out to the Brigham and Women's Emergency Department Office of Ideas and applied for a SPARK grant with the goal of creating this mentorship program between the emergency services assistants and the physician assistants in the department so that we could hopefully support our colleagues who want to pursue advanced degrees to complete this mentorship program to then go on to become medical professionals and increase the diversity in the workforce to then come back and take care of patients who look like them and have shared experiences and really can relate to them on both like a personal and cultural level.
So Kimberly, at first, just to clarify, a physician's assistant does about 80% of everything that an MD does, is supervised by an MD, and goes through extensive training, about 7 years of education to become a PA. Is that correct?
Yep. So exactly. It's 4 years of undergrad, and then you do either 2 to 3 years in a physician assistant program and then can start practicing.
And you recently came into this field, again, during a pandemic when people are being crushed in the healthcare field by the work, but decided to be a mentor nonetheless. Why?
I also identify as a Latina, and I'm a first-generation college student, so no one in my family before me went to college, and no one was involved in medicine. And I kind of fumbled my way through it and struggled at times, and you know, it was very difficult. And so when I joined Brigham, they actually pair you with a mentor, and Aileen is my mentor and helped me through, you know, onboarding and my experiences there. So it was even before starting Brigham, I always wanted to, if I could help someone in any sort of way, get to their career goals. That was something I was always interested in. And so when this opportunity came up, even with the limited experience I had, you know, it was intimidating, but it was more important to me to help someone get through something that I wish I would have had.
So, Horaina, let me turn to you and thank you for being patient while I asked Aileen and Kimberly some questions there. What brought you into the program and into wanting to be a physician's assistant?
I was always interested in working with patients. I was unclear on what exactly I wanted to do, but I knew that I always wanted to work with patients. And so what brought me into the physician assistant role was actually my conversations with the physicians and the physician assistants at Brigham and Women's, and getting their life experiences and understanding why it is that they chose the field they did. That helped me in clarifying that this is what I wanted to do. And something that the physician assistant role offers is the ability to switch from one profession to the other. And so I'm currently interested in emergency medicine, but if that ends up not being the case, I can switch into a different profession and just be able to dip my toes in a lot of different things is what I'm interested in.
And by profession, do you mean a different specialty? So, excuse me, if not emergency room, then maybe a surgery unit or intensive care. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
So, Kimberly, what would have been, well, I won't ask you what would have been different for you because Aileen is mentoring you. What has Aileen done for you that makes, that you want to do for Horaina?
She's helped me both professionally and personally. From a professional aspect, we share similar interests in that we're both, we are very interested in diversity and inclusivity. And so from that aspect, she helps me grow outside of a clinical aspect. In the beginning, she met with me routinely and sort of reviewed common emergency medicine cases and how to best approach it. As a new PA, that was very helpful. So from a clinical and professional aspect, she's been that for me. And then personally, when I've had, you know, in the beginning, it's, I think a lot of us are nervous starting and insecure, and I would reach out to her with my experiences because sometimes it can feel like you're the only one that's struggling. And she shared stories with me, so it made me feel better about the things I was going through. So it's just nice to know. And even now, 2 years later, you know, we don't talk every day, but I have her phone number, her email. And recently I've reached out to her when I had a tough case, and she's helped me walk through it. But both from, again, a clinical standpoint and personally being like, no, that, you know, this is what could have done better. And it's just, so it's nice to have her as that resource.
Aileen, I know I may be putting you on the spot a little bit with this, but do you happen to remember one of the stories that you've shared with Kimberly that may have made a difference to Kimberly?
Sure. I think always as a new clinician, it's important to share some difficult cases you've had. So I won't share all the details of the case, but I had one particular case where I had a female patient who was very ill and decompensated in the emergency department. And I remember it was during the beginning of my career, and I felt very helpless and wanted to make sure that I was doing everything in my power to save this patient who was from a different country, didn't speak English, and was, again, very, very sick in the emergency department. And so I remember sharing that with Kim and explaining to her that there are going to be these scenarios where you're uncomfortable and you might not know exactly what to do, but to always remember that in the emergency department, we're a collaborative team. We all work together, and to feel free to reach out to anyone in the department to help you. And so I think that kind of set the scene for her difficult case. And I'm hoping that she was able to reach out to someone during her shift for help during that case.
Were you, Kimberly?
Yeah, I definitely felt supported. But, you know, in the heat of the moment, sometimes you don't have time to process. So it's afterward where I kind of look for someone. I'm like, can we debrief about this now that I have the time to think through it?
So, Horaina, one of the points of a mentoring program is to help people stay in the game during the long and deeply challenging process of getting certified for something like this. Are you intimidated by that process? And how do you think you'll lean on Kimberly to help you stay in the game?
I definitely leaned on Kimberly when I was starting out, and she told me that, of course, it's going to be difficult, but it's just going to be another challenge and you're going to get through it. And so just getting that kind of information or reassurance from someone who has gone through the process and has had a similar background as I have reassured me that it's going to be okay. It's going to be hard. There are going to be days where going to fall apart, but that's okay because I'm going to get right back up. I'm going to finish it. So that was really amazing to hear from someone who went through it.
Go ahead.
And even now, there are days where it's difficult. And so if I'm not able to handle it, I'll gladly reach out to her because I have all of her contact. Just be like, this is what's happening. Do you have any advice?
That was the other part of my question. Thank you. So Kimberly, I'll turn back to you. Have you in your life or in your family's life ever had an experience where if the healthcare provider you'd encountered understood your lived experience better, looked more like you, was more culturally competent for you, you might have had a better outcome or felt more comfortable?
So I can talk about a patient case, actually. Is I had someone yesterday, I was at work. He walked by me in the hallway and he stopped me. He's like, thank you so much. I had taken care of him several months ago. And he's like, thank you so much for taking care of me. He was a Spanish-speaking only patient. He's like, you've helped me so much. I'm doing so much better. And the interesting story behind this is that I had taken over his care from a prior clinician that was non-Spanish speaking. And I was sort of just following through with what the plan they had laid out. The only difference was when I took over, I went into the room to introduce myself and they were like, oh my God, they saw me, they're like, do you speak Spanish? I'm like, yes. And they had a lot of questions. We reviewed the plan. The results had come and the plan moving forward. And then, the patient went home and things, I thought that was the end of it. And I just happened to see him randomly yesterday. And it's funny that he attributes to his excellent care to me when I was just following through with a prior clinician's plan. And so that just highlights that, we all go through these rigorous trainings and we're taught how to take care of patients. And there's sort of an outline on how to do it, but no one can teach connections. And so being able to speak to this patient in his native language made all the difference, even though the treatment plan laid out was by someone prior to me.
That's a great story. Thank you for sharing it. So, Aileen, I'm on a firm clock here, so I'm going to say in a sentence or two, if your program is successful, what does that look like?
I think for this program to continue to be successful, we would have PAs and ESAs working together, continuing with the mentorship program, to then have the ESAs who complete the program go on to advanced degree programs such as nursing, PA school, medical school, and then eventually come back and practice at Brigham and Women's Hospital. So it would increase retention. And really, if any of these PAs come back and practice at the Brigham and are able to make those connections with patients, advocate for their patients, build rapport and trust in their same language, I think patient outcomes will improve, employee satisfaction will improve, and overall we'll be giving excellent care.
Well, that is Aileen Snetka, Senior Physician Assistant at Brigham's and Women's, Kimberly Rivera, also a physician's assistant there and a mentor, and Jarena Gabriel-Sus, who's studying to become a physician's assistant at Mass General Hospital. Thanks to the three of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.